Welcome to the Home Business Podcast with Richard Captain Henderson, publisher of Home Business Magazine, and Sherilyn Colleen, managing editor. This how-to show helps you successfully operate your home-based business.
Greetings and welcome to the Home Business Podcast. I'm Richard Captain Henderson, your skipper at Home Business TV.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen, your co-host.
Let's secure for a C and get underway. When you start up a business, a lot of time and investment goes into building that business.
But up to 90% of new businesses bulldoze into failure. Often this is due to habits of the business owner, the leader of the enterprise, that dooms business success.
Helping us to avoid getting bulldozed today is Vishal Agarwal, author of Give to Get. He is a former managing director of development for General Electric. Vishal Agarwal has navigated all facets of building teams and delivering value in translating your vision into wins.
So greetings, Vishal Agarwal. Say hello to our podcast audience.
Hello, everybody. Thank you, Richard and Lynn, for having me.
Thank you for joining us.
Great. So emphasizing our international flair for home business, where are you dialing in from today?
I'm in Nairobi, Kenya, out in Africa.
Outstanding. So you're saying that's the Silicon, how do you pronounce that? The Silicon Hub for Africa?
The Silicon Savannah of Africa.
Okay,
so this region today is really known for its tech-enabled companies and growth of fintech, et cetera, right?
Mm-hmm. I bet a lot of those are home-based too.
That's right. Indeed.
So home business owners are also business managers. Whether a corporate office or home-based, the leader at the top must be a competent manager as well. Vishal, what is the cardinal rule of management and why should you avoid head-to-head conflict?
Industrial conflicts or head-to-head conflicts are career suicides for leaders. Let me give you an example, a visual that your listeners could perhaps try to think about. Think about being the owner of a Range Rover Sport, nice, big, shiny Range Rover Sport. Then think about someone who has a Toyota Probox. Let me tell you what a Toyota Probox looks like because it may not be sold in every market. 5-seater, little, reliable, durable car. Think about those two cars going head-to-head in a frontal collision. You know what happens to the Toyota Probox?
I bet the Toyota loses.
Not just loses. We'll come back to who loses in just a minute. But the radiator and the front chassis goes all the way in. Now those two accident-prone, those two accident owners go to their dealers. You know who has the bigger bill for the little fender bender? I've given it away. The Range Rover Sport owner has a much bigger bill for the fender bender that they had over the radiator fixing Toyota owner, right? And that says that the bigger your car, the bigger your title, the bigger your office, the bigger your position, the damage to yourself is actually much larger. So do you really want to go into a head-to-head collision?
It's almost like there's some reverse leverage there. You know, you can leverage your business and to grow and expand. But if it works the other way in a negative direction, it can do a lot more. The damages are magnified then.
That's right. So leaders that get into such collisions are actually on the path to career suicide. Leaders that treat others with disrespect, that shout at service staff, that get into battles with mid-level managers, that shout out at their secretaries in a rude way publicly. People are watching. The bigger you get as a leader, people are watching even more closely. And it's a sure disaster, a recipe for sure disaster.
Yeah, it just brings back a memory from the Navy when I was, moving into a command or something. That you'd always get counseled and you would never think it, but they say everything that you do is being watched. You're always being watched. And the higher you go up, the closer you're being watched. And even if you're running a home-based enterprise and maybe you're not even seeing somebody direct, but interacting with them, you're also being watched too with the way that you're treating them. And it doesn't take long for rumors to spread, particularly with people connected in social media, for your behavior as a business owner to impact your reputation.
Sure. And I would say for small business owners and for home-based business owners, This is even more profound because the only thing you've got is your reputation. You don't have the benefit of a big, nice, shiny brand behind you. You're trying to build that. So the only brand you have is your priceless asset, as I say in my book, which is actually your reputation.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, I want to pull out that point you just said. What was that term you were using for priceless?
In my book, I say there is only one priceless asset.
Priceless.
And I say the only thing I take home to dinner every night to my little family is my reputation. And that is the priceless asset. So the priceless asset to any business owner, leader, should be their reputation.
Mm-hmm. A priceless asset. That's well put and something good to commit to memory. Well, you know, home business owners should look at their vendors the way an executive looks at subordinates. Vishal, if you speak sharply to these vendors and subordinates and show anger, why can this doom you to failure?
You know, people don't remember the detail. People only remember how you make them feel. I'm not the first to say that, right? So the experience that you leave people behind, you know, they'll remember how you spoke to them. They won't remember what you were fighting about. They won't remember the details of who was right and who was wrong. They'll remember how you made them feel. And do you really want them to remember you in that manner? Because they'll carry that baggage for a very long time.
You know, that's a really good point to mention, that a lot of times if something happens and you're not on the receiving end, you have created some negative energy, you might be focusing on the details of behind it and somehow trying to rationalize it. But what you're saying there, it's actually the emotion that's been generated by that event. It's the emotion and that negative feeling that people carry forward.
Yes, and you know, the need for emotional IQ and leadership is growing as our times get more digitally connected. We really must have more emotional IQ, because actually think about it. We have presidents that fire their secretaries of state on Twitter today, you know, talking about the lack of emotional IQ. So we have to cut through that and get more connected with each other and demonstrate true emotional IQ and leadership.
Good point. Well, before we move on to our next topic, I'd like to highlight this show's sponsor, City America. City America will help you to manage your own directory website, keep 100% of income. City America provides ongoing support and training, only one site per city. So contact City America to see if your city is available. For more information, call 800-856-9870 or visit cityamerica.com or our podcast website for more information on sponsors.
Better leadership skills will increase your probability for business success. It's not just all about market demand. Vishal, what are six common mistakes that unsuccessful leaders make?
They play the boss card. They often play the I am the boss card. They often say, do it my way, as opposed to let's do it together. They show favoritism amongst their team. They have favorite people in their team. They give them the best jobs, the best bonuses, the best trips, the best customers, the best assignments. They go head to head very often, very publicly. We spoke about not going frontal. They go frontal often. They go frontal with their secretaries. They go frontal with teammates. They go frontal with peers. They don't play horizontally. What that means is they love building fiefdoms and silos. They love building empires. They hate to share. They hate to contribute. And then lastly, this is a bonus favorite one of mine. They're actually goats. They are restless. They yip-yap. They gossip. They bleat like a goat. They're impatient. They're indecisive. And when they're really put under the sword, they put their neck down, ready to be slaughtered. Mm. They don't have regality like a lion does.
So, you know, pulling the string a little bit on this, what you're saying is that, like, for a home-based business owner who's working with subordinates and, you know, vendors and the like, to try to frame it as collaboration, that it's a two-way street and you're on the same level, by setting up, a kingdom where you're at the top and they're working for you, but to try to work like you're working together and build more of a, you know, more horizontal, and it's win-win for both parties. And, you know, that could be a challenge for somebody that, you know, doesn't have somebody directly working for them as an employee. But I think it would, for a smaller business, there'd be some opportunities because it might be easier to work with people in more of a lateral fashion like that.
That's right. And I think that, in fact, it's a little more than let's work together. It today, contemporary leadership, in my humble view, is how can I serve you? The leader, this, whether it's a small business owner or the CEO of a large multinational corporation, has to think about how do I serve my team? Because why did I hire all these people? Why did I invest in all this top talent, right? I mean, they obviously have leverage, they have intellect, they have abilities. So if as a leader you serve them, you get better outcomes. And we don't do that enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, I like what you mentioned with, I want to talk a little more about it with the lion and the goat. So you mentioned in your book, Give to Get, that there are two types of leaders, a lion and a goat. So can you expand a little bit on which is more effective, you know, particularly in a small business workplace, and why?
Yeah, so first let me paint this picture a little bit. You know, it's my parable. I've been using it for the longest time. I think there are only two kinds of people in your career, a lion or a goat. Which one do you want to be? And let me talk to you about the lion. So think about the benefit of a lion, right, or the attraction to a lion. You know, Richard, you said earlier to me that you've been to Africa, you visited Africa. We have safari visitors to our you know, nature reserves all the time. And the one thing they want is a picture of a lion. Your trip is incomplete unless you've seen the lion. It doesn't matter.
That's all. We went on a safari. That's all people wanted to do was take a picture of a lion.
So what does the lion do? Do you see the lion roaring all the time? No. The lion is regal. The lion has body language. The lion has confidence. The lion is a magnet to you. Now think about this goat. You know what I think about when I think about a goat? I think about my Friday rice biryani. You know, it makes for whatever you like your goat cooked at. It's at best a dinner dish. Whether it's a stew, whether it's a rice dish, at best, I might put off vegetarians, but at best, it's a meal. It's a prey for somebody. But if I were to take that further and unpack it for the work life, goats are indecisive. They're restless. They yip-yap. They bleat. If you hear the sound of a goat bleating.
Yeah, what's better? I mean, bleeping or roaring?
Bleating, right? And, you know, when a lion roars, you put everything down and take notice. But a lion doesn't roar all the time. So, you know, the world steps around you. The way you carry yourself is my life's learning. So be a lion, never a goat, because even in the hardest times, what I've seen lions do, like when a lion is being tranquilized on a game park, at a African game park, and you'll see a lion's head move back. So in the hardest of times, you'll see a lion hold his own and the hen moves back in confidence. If you see a goat, the goat actually puts his head down when it's about to be slaughtered, right? Mm. So be a lion, never go.
Well, no doubt conflicts with your business partners and vendors will corrode your ability to lead. Vishal, what do you find to be the best way to prevent conflicts with colleagues and subordinates as well?
Well, I think stakeholder management has served me well. Let me explain that. So trying to figure out what your ecosystem is, who's in your ecosystem, whether they're customers or suppliers or teammates or peers, and trying to map that out and draw up a proper stakeholder map and then connect with them in a rhythm basis. Not say, hey, I'll talk to Richard when I have some time, or what's up, Lynn, we'll touch base soon. But what if Lynn is in my diary every Monday morning or once a quarter? What if I see Richard on a regular basis? The need for conflicts and misalignments and misunderstandings will reduce because we talk to each other on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. So when you and I meet in a conference room and all of a sudden we have misalignment, I'll look at you and say, hey, Richard, when we spoke last Monday, you didn't raise this, right? Where is this coming from? So by having rhythms, by managing your stakeholders closely, by talking to them from a touchpoint standpoint on a regular basis, it has served me well.
So this is great advice. You're talking to be somewhat systematic about this, where just don't, you know, interact with, say, a home business owner with a key vendor or somebody, you know, a partner. Don't just interact and work with them when a need rises up, but realize you need to be nurturing that relationship all the time and to systematically build in ongoing communications and interactions with them, even if you don't have something specific, you know, some specific business item to go over, but to keep that communication and interaction going. And that's the way to build a foundation for a limit, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, to help limit those conflicts in the future.
In fact, I made it easy for readers and listeners. I made a actual map out of it. You can download it from my website. It's in the book. You can modify it, edit it, put your people in there, print it for yourself. So I think it should be done very intentionally.
Well, Vishal Agarwal, this has been a great discussion on being a better leader and avoiding that bulldozer of failure. Do you have any final tips or advice for entrepreneurs that you'd like to share today?
Well, I think that the biggest part about giving for me is giving trust and relationship. So I had someone recently at one of my book launches in the Middle East, and he was the CEO, and he said, "Hey, Vishal, I find as a leader, I'm giving all the time. Well, you say give to get, you talk about giving, but as a leader, people ask me to give all the time. So I'm giving bonuses, I'm giving promotions, I'm being asked to give discounts, I'm being asked to give, you know, quicker turnaround on my product. What do you mean give? The question is, are you actually giving your trust and relationship? And if you were to give deep relationship and trust to that same ecosystem, then they probably will not demand promotions for every little thing they ask. They probably will not commoditize you in a price negotiation. They probably will not beat you on your head if your product arrives 2 days late.
So look at it. It's not just handing out coupons and physical things, giving back, but that you're giving of yourself and, you know, sharing that way. And that, sure, you know, that emotional quote, getting back to that EQ you mentioned, that's what the people you interact with will truly value better than the material items.
That's exactly right. I mean, build a relationship, know the name of their children, ask about their families when you talk to them. We spend so much of time at work. Build a true, meaningful relationship and give trust.
All right.
Great. Vishal Agarwal, thank you for being such a great guest on the Home Business Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
To learn more about Vishal Agarwal, visit www.givetogetbook.com or visit our podcast website for more information on guests. You can also connect with Vishal on Twitter at Vishal's Voice or on LinkedIn at Vishal Agarwal Africa.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Home Business Podcast. Share your feedback with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at our website, homebusinessmag.com.
Visit the website for information on advertising. Subscribe free to our newsletter. Please visit our sponsors. For more information, visit homebusinessmag.com or the Home Business Expo at homebusinessexpo.com.
I'm Richard Captain Henderson saying anchors away.
And I'm Sherilyn Colleen. We'll talk with you soon. Until then,
make it a great home-based biz day.